So there's a shocking level of scientific illiteracy out there, and I saw a really surprising example of this from Dr. Naomi Wolf, who I interviewed one time, and I don't know what is her deal right now. She's saying, well, she's posting pictures of a photograph of the dark side of the moon, which is the side that we don't see from Earth, and she's asking the question. Where does the light come from to illuminate the dark side of the moon for this photo? And you're like, really? How could you be that stupid? So it's called the dark side of the moon because we don't see it. But obviously, when the moon orbits around the Earth, then sometimes the moon is between the Earth and the sun, roughly speaking. And so the sun is obviously illuminating the backside of the moon that we don't see. Obviously. And I don't know if it's that people like her don't understand the term dark side of the moon. It doesn't mean it's always in dark, obviously, because when we look at the moon from Earth, sometimes it's not illuminated to us at all, is it? Right? You know, the new moon, right? The opposite phase of the full moon. So during a full moon, the moon is entirely illuminated from our point of view, which means that we from Earth are looking at the moon and we're looking at it at an angle that's very similar to the incoming light angle from the sun. So the sun, which is, let's say if we're doing this at night, the sun is behind us. But the moon is in front of us, and so the sun is like a spotlight lighting up the moon, and then we see the entire moon illuminated, and we call that a full moon. But then there are other times in the moon phases, 28-day change of phase, right? 28-day cycle. So roughly 2 weeks later, the moon is it looks not illuminated to us. It looks dark. That's because the other side of the moon is being illuminated. So obviously the sun is illuminating from time to time the side that we don't see. And the fact that a Rhodes Scholar would not know this is absolutely shocking. It shows the, I don't know if it's the woke idiocy of academia and those who focus on feminism and wokeism are totally illiterate about economics and science and numbers and math and things like that. I don't know what it is. Or if it's just that people are stupid. Whatever it is, it's shocking. And it makes it very difficult to really talk to a lot of Americans about anything related to space travel or gravity, especially gravity, or magnetism, for example. People have no idea how magnets work. I mean, even the scientists, they still don't know. They claim to know, but they don't know. Most people totally misunderstand gravity. There are very few people that understand gravity is not a force. It's simply a distortion of space-time, and that bodies that are orbiting, from their point of view, they're following a straight line because of the distortion of space-time. That's why you don't feel acceleration. When you're in orbit, you feel weightless in orbit. Okay. It's also why you don't feel acceleration when you leap off a tall building, if you've ever done that more than once. Don't try this at home. But if you leap off a tall building, you feel weightless because nothing is pulling on you. There's nothing pulling on you. So gravity is not a force that pulls on you. That is completely false. Gravity is just what we name the effect of mass altering the space-time fabric of the cosmos. So if you're falling into a gravity well, which would be toward something that has a lot of mass, if you're falling toward a gravity well, you are accelerating in terms of velocity, but you are not feeling any pull on any part of your body. You are feeling weightless. So that alone should make it obvious to people that gravity is not a force, but whatever. People just don't have much of an understanding of that. And then we get to, you know, the Artemis mission, which is it's the laughingstock of the world, because NASA, after spending tens of billions of dollars, still couldn't figure out how to have decent video cameras to stream anything. And so nobody believes the Artemis mission, or very few people believe it. Even if it's real, NASA's just got the worst video technology in the world. And so they're not streaming anything that is actually convincing to a lot of people. And that's, yeah, raises a lot of suspicion. And I'm not saying that the Artemis mission is false. I'm saying it's pointless. It's pointless. You fly somebody out around the moon, so what? I mean, seriously, so what? I fly around the sun every year, and so do you. I've been around the sun over 50 times. And so have you if you're over 50 years old, because we're always moving through space. That is not a giant accomplishment. We're all moving through space all the time. So just doing it on a rocket just seems stupid, especially when the toilets don't work, as they did not work. Again, it's like the U.S. government can't make toilets work on aircraft carriers or spacecraft, either one. But anyway, when you see these animations of us flying through space, you know, these animations, here's the sun, and here's the Earth, and here's the moon, and here's the Artemis spacecraft. A lot of people think those animations are drawn to scale. They think that the sun is like right next to Earth and maybe three times bigger, you know? And it's like, oh my God, people are dumb as dirt. Have no idea. There was there was an image showing all the satellites that are surrounding Earth. And, you know, there's, I don't know, tens of thousands of satellites. And if you looked at this image, it looked like the entire orbital space was just filled wall to wall with satellites, because it wasn't to scale. And some people looked at that and they said, well, how come we can't see the satellites when the Artemis mission people are taking photos of Earth from space? How come we don't see any of those satellites? See? Yeah, because they're really tiny compared to Earth. These satellites might be, a lot of them are like 1 meter or less in diameter compared to the size of the Earth. You're not going to see them in a photo of the entire planet. But people don't understand that a lot of these animations and a lot of these images, they're not to scale, obviously, because if it was to scale, you know, number one, the sun is, just in terms of diameter, hundreds of times larger than Earth. And it's also extremely far away. So far away that if you put the sun and the Earth in the same photo, you know, the Earth would be like one pixel. It'd be a little tiny dot. And the sun would be, you know, a few pixels, a little tiny dot. Also, I mean, a bigger dot, but still tiny in the overall picture, if you were to do it to scale. And it wouldn't show anything. So they have to make the sun bigger and the Earth bigger and the moon bigger to kind of depict what's happening in this image. And again, a lot of people think that that's real. Just like they believe all the, you know, virus photos and everything. Like, this is SARS-CoV-2, you know. This is your body's immune system, you know, capturing a virus. It's all CGI. It's all animations. None of it's real. Because they can't see viruses on a microscope. Because the wavelength of light is too small to image like a 1 micron viral particle or whatever. And, you know, the physics, it doesn't work, so they have to fake everything. Anyway, the bottom line here, folks, is that there are a lot of otherwise well-educated people in American society, people who are authors, people who are researchers, people who have PhDs, who are just dumb as dirt. They don't know much about reality. They don't know how anything works in the world around them, in the cosmos. And it's absolutely astonishing. And, you know, how do we function as a civilization if our so-called smartest people are just ignorant about very basic things? You know, I don't claim to be an expert on everything, but I understand the basics of almost everything that's necessary to make our world work. you know, you and I mean, we could talk about everything from physics and basic chemistry and basic economics and basic geopolitics and basic, you know, military weaponry and basic technology, computer science, AI, etc. We know the basics of all that stuff, or even anthropology or history or what have you, or even psychology. We know the basics. A lot of people don't even know the basics.
So keep that in mind, and thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine, highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at healthrangerstore.com.